Blog Talk Radio.
Only 30 minutes. Only on Sunday. Only 30 minutes. Only on Sunday.
Only 30 minutes, only on Sunday. I am your host, T to the A to the Z. I'm looking for the music so I can shut it down. D-Lovely can talk.
And I can't find it. Oh, Lord Jesus.
Y'all pray for me.
It's coming.
I'm right there. There you go. Thank God.
Hey.
And in the house, I have D. Lovely on the line. I was discombobulated.
I could not find the music.
Normally, I'm set on the music, but I cannot find the music today to turn it off.
Wow.
Also on the line is E.
Hello, everyone.
Ladies.
Hey.
Hello.
Hey. Hello.
Hello.
Hello. Can you hear me?
Yes, I can hear you. We can hear you.
I had a
slow start. I mean, hell, I'm up here watching football, got it on low, and then the white lady said, your show is now to begin. I'm like, oh! And I couldn't get to the music to turn it off, hell. Like, I cannot find the music. Okay, I got it back together. I was discombobulated, but now I am together.
Okay.
Ladies, how are you doing?
All is well. I'm in your old stomping ground right now.
What y'all say? I mean, Donna, all is well, right? That's what you said. Eve, what did you say?
I said I was in your old stomping ground. I'm in the ATL.
Oh.
Oh. Come through ATL.
There you go. That's good. Being that you were in Georgia, that's where I'm starting at. The comedy show that was the debate between Warnock and Walker. Five takeaways from the Georgia State Senate debate. Walker tries to bring Biden on stage. Biden wasn't on the stage Friday night, but Walker tried repeatedly to convince viewers that the Democratic president was there with his Democratic opponent. That is a lie, number two. Walker did this repeatedly as the allegations rolled against already a contentious Senate race with his libel. The allegations are a lie, he kept saying that. Abortion was number three, was a flashpoint. Number four, Warnock argues for Medicaid expansion while Walker is unclear. In Georgia, like Texas, like Florida, they're one of 12 states not to expand Medicaid and currently has an estimated 1.5 million uninsured residents. And lastly, number five, you have a prop, which was a badge that you probably could get at a party store when you got strippers. Starting with D. Lovely, since she's in Georgia, how did you feel about that debate?
I usually get very excited about a good comedy show. but this one disturbed me. The comedy would say it. The whole concept of this man answering questions that weren't asked and asking, you know, for permission to do things that they kept telling him he can't do. He was so confusing to me. I was disturbed by anyone who would still at this point say he's the perfect candidate, unless you really are looking for an idiot. He's the perfect stooge, but he's not the perfect candidate.
Correct. E.
It was so sad. Like, as an educator, I'm just trying to figure out, I know that we tell our students that they have to be student athletes. So I don't even know how he got out of high school, let alone college. And, you know, I'm saying to myself, to the Republican Party, is this all you got? This is as good as it gets? And if this is as good as it gets, all those stranger things have happened with the former person that held the office. It's just really sad. It's really sad.
I knew E, being an educator, because first of all, dude can't talk. Oh my God!
No,
I mean, dude just can't talk. Oh my God, it's embarrassing. Okay.
Yep.
I degrease. Nancy Pelosi's daughter actually was filming the behind the scenes on January 6th. When we were told by other lawmakers that Nancy was doing nothing during the January 6th, insurrection? Nancy said that Nancy was filmed saying, "I just want to punch him out," referring to Trump. "Punch him out, go to jail, and I'll be happy." I was like, God, she was ready to catch a case up in there.
Yeah.
Your views on Nancy's the filming of her during January 6th and how she tried to take charge and get some kind of order up there at the Capitol, starting with E.
I'm just proud that she's on our side. And, you know, if you don't stand for something, you'll fall for anything. And she tried. You know, they're trying to say she didn't do anything. That is a lie from the pit of hell. We need to concentrate and not get lost in all of the, you know, made-up rhetoric, if you will, about who was not doing whatever when, you know, at its core, we know that the alleged commander-in-chief at the time was doing the most. And so... until he answers for that, then I don't think they should be questioning anybody. That's just me.
Be lovely.
Listen, I was so very proud of her. She basically said, "Trump can catch these hands." That's what she was saying to him. She literally, she came from saying it. And I was so proud of her. I wanted her.
Yeah.
She was the only one. And then they tried to say that it was a fake, that it was, this was a recreation, because they were saying, well, how did she have a news crew behind her? I was like, stupid. That's her daughter filming. That really happened. Stop trying to gaslight us and make us think that people were happening. It happened. She threatened to.
Correct.
To put them paws on the president if she got hands close to him. She said, I give him what he asked. She literally said it, and I was so proud. I was like, go get him, Nancy. I'll hold him down, and you get him. She did what she was supposed to do. Her and Chuck Schumer were trying to do what needed to be done to save lives.
Yeah.
They did their part.
And it's sad.
Mm-hmm.
It's saying nobody else was trying to do that.
Yeah.
Now, I got to give credit. Mitch McConnell was standing in the mix because I think he got fed up, too, for a little bit. But he went back and turned coat later
on. That's right.
Of course he did. Because that's what he does. Moscow Mitch. That's what he does.
Yeah, he deserves.
That's why they call him a turtle. That's why they call him a turtle. Because he puts his head in the shell when it's time. The next one I had from the week before when I decided that it was a holiday weekend, not thinking about Columbus Day, even though I used to give house parties for 9 years in Atlanta during that weekend, I should have known what holiday it was. Scores of Venezuelans, I don't know how to say it, but y'all know what I'm talking about. Migrants. Thank you. Migrants in New York City are hopping on vans to head down to Florida for the Hurricane Ian cleanup. The migrants had scattered information about whom they would be working for, but they still piled into vans in Queens that said they were headed to the Sunshine State over the weekend. Can we call Florida Indian Givers? Because they literally bus these people from, did they bus them or they flew them from Texas, then they went to Florida, then they went to New York. Am I correct or am I wrong?
That is correct.
Can we call y'all Indian Givers then? Because now y'all want them back to come pick up the S-H-I-T that's all over the floor down there, Fort Myers. Your thoughts on this?
First, I need you to back up, and it's not y'all. It's them. So let's get that clear. I don't have anything
I stand corrected. I stand corrected. I'm sorry. Not y'all.
That man, who's Satan's younger brother, he made that decision. And like I said, and the thing that makes me so proud is the fact that they don't mind helping, because that's what you do when something bad is happening. You look out for your brother. You look out for your sister. You look out for your neighbor. You don't do what that man did, and you trick people and use them. And then when the opportunity comes, you say, okay, well, yeah, we'll take them because they're going to be helping clean up. That should tell you what kind of person you're dealing with. And they need to remember that. When people are going out and casting their votes, they need to remember who they've been dealing with. Because he is a piece of trash. And I wish they'd pick him
up
along
with
you.
I'm going to tell you, people that actually vote for people like that are straight up the same vein as that idiot down there running Florida. They're in the same vein. And the same thought pattern and the same views and the same racist ideas that governor appears to have. Your opinion on the people going back down to Florida to clean up?
When people show you who they are, you need to believe them the first time. It makes me sad. I agree with you that you don't want to see your brother, air quotes, down, and we're trying to be one team, one dream. But that is not the mindset. That is not the herd mentality, if you will. And so if they pack you up and put you out and ship you away, why would you think that their feelings about you as people would change? Hurricane, tsunami, tornado, and they still feel the same way they feel about you as a people, collectively. And so while they are trying to do the right thing, then I feel like there are going to be situations that they get down there and it's not going to go well for them, and they're going to be right back where they were. And that makes me sad.
I'm going to be honest with you. I'm sad and mad at the same time. I didn't think I could be that, but I am. It's ridiculous. And there's a lot of times that I try to hold back from how I feel about certain things because I'm not trying to be politically correct. I'm just trying to be correct, period, by not really getting up in arms, because there's always somebody that's stupid enough to vote for people like this and actually think that they're doing the right thing when I know they know down in their heart that it's the wrong thing to do. It's all about power, greed, and money, and control. Whew. I degrease again. My last thing, it's about, I don't know if y'all seen this, the video on the basketball practice of the Golden State Warriors when Draymond Green viciously punched Jordan Poole during a Golden State Warrior practice. Normally things like this don't get put out because it was a closed session, it was closed practice. But there's a tape in the year of cell phones and cameras. There's a tape of him punching him, which was vicious. During the week, Jordan Poole got a four-year, $140 million deal, and Andrew Wiggins got a $109 million deal. Green did not get anything, which tells me that he's probably under watch for this season to see how he does. And also, they might just let him go at the end of the year because his contract is over with. Your opinion on this flare-up, should he have been suspended? Because he wasn't suspended, he just was fined. Start with E.
Why? I mean, I feel like there's so many other important things to cover.
It's in the news.
Yeah, but I'm just thinking that there's so many other important things that are going on globally. Like, just why? That's all. I don't have one thing to say positive or negative.
Did you see the hit? You didn't see it.
Yes. I saw everything.
Okay.
I just don't have an opinion one way or the other. I just don't have an opinion. I'm sorry.
It's in the news, E. That's the only reason. Now, had he hit him last week, I would have let it go. It went down this week. I'm sorry, it happened. But it was in the news, and they were talking about it.
It's no shame
okay.
on you. I promise.
D. Lovely, did you see the hit?
I did. I saw the hit. It was really disturbing. At the same time, I don't think they'll keep him either. I think when his contract is up at the end of the year, he's gone. And he's taken. Did they ask him to take time off, or did he suggest that for him?
They suggested that he get suspended, but Golden State just went on and actually fined him after talking to the players and all the players involved, like the whole team. And they said just suspend him. Don't suspend him, just fine him. That's what they went along with. And here's another caveat. I threw a word out there.
Not caveat.
Here's another one. The coach.
The coach
got hit by Jordan years ago when he played with Michael Jordan. But, of course, there was no tapes back then. Nobody had cameras. But he got punched in the face the same way. Yeah, makes you go,
The plot thickens.
Yeah, I thought that's probably one of the reasons he didn't get suspended. I thought
that
was kind of odd.
That is odd.
Yeah. Anything else you ladies have that y'all want to spill out?
I do. I just saw on TMZ that Kanye is now making a statement that he's watched the video of George Floyd, and he's decided George Floyd getting the knee on the neck.
What?
And what did you say? He decided what?
That the knee on George Floyd's neck from Derek Chauvin didn't kill him.
That's
his profession.
So what did Dr. Ye say killed him? I mean, what did he?
Yeah. It didn't kill him.
Mm-mm.
That's what he's saying now, and he is saying that, you know, you've got to remember he was a drug addict. So he's literally bought into the Candace Owens, the greatest lie ever told.
Mm. That's lovely. It'd be your
now,
own
now, now, the only thing for me, the
people.
Only
That's
thing would justify, the only thing that would justify killing someone by the police or anyone else is that person killed somebody before he got killed. And just because he was a drug addict doesn't mean he deserved to be taken out. So
murder.
That kind of logic
murder.
Makes no
Thank
sense
you.
To me.
So,
anything you got to eat?
No, I just saw in the news this morning someone in San Antonio, I don't know if you guys saw this, police walked up to him, opened his door, and shot him while he was in the parking lot eating a cheeseburger. Said that he looked like the person that evaded them the day before or the evening before. The police officer has subsequently been fired after he turned himself in, of course. And the victim is on life support. I just feel like, what have we come to if you don't even have to ask, you know, a question? You don't have to ask him to roll down his window. You just can roll up and fire him. And the dude started driving away, I guess just as a reflex, and then end up crashing and subsequently got sent to the hospital and now is on life support. So.
Yeah.
That's a whole nother level of crazy. Okay, that's all I got.
So I have something to add to that, if it's okay. First of all,
sure.
First and foremost, the thing that concerns me the most is this officer had only been on the force for 7 months. He should not have been out there on his own making his own decisions. Somebody higher up said, 7 months, that's good enough, send him out there. This is the problem we're having with officers. Nobody is holding them accountable because you're not giving them the right tools to get started. You're sending them out in the streets, and all they're using is what they used when they were kids on the street themselves. So if I'm fighting with you at 15 and I see you did something to me yesterday, and I see you tomorrow, I'm still mad. But if I'm a police officer, I got to know how to let things go. First and foremost, that's not why you were there. You got called to the McDonald's because there was a disturbance inside. You never even went inside to find out why you were called there. You saw that car, and you went straight over there to that guy. If you had your field training officer, if your FTO was there, that would have been the moment. If you'd have said, hey, that looks like the guy from yesterday, your FTO would have said, that's not our responsibility right now. Right now we need to go in here and find out. Because they could have been shooting inside. You don't know what was going on. You didn't even go inside to find out. And if you'd have had training, you would have followed the laws and the rules that you've been trained to, which is go in, make a call on your radio that there's a guy outside that I had that evaded me yesterday. Let a second unit come for that. That ain't got nothing to do with you. So there's so many things that's wrong with this, and a lot of players that are involved that all should be held accountable. That's what I got.
She was very passionate about that one.
Well, because I hate this.
And like for the show. Because that is
someone
ridiculous.
Died because of foolishness.
And let me correct E, like Donna corrected me. It's not what have we became, what have they became. Don't put we in it.
Don't put.
Okay, I stand corrected.
Yeah, she said it. She did say that. Then I thought about it. And I said, hey, didn't I kind of do that? Use the wrong pronoun?
I apologize.
Love you, ladies. Okay. Thank you for calling in. Another spirited discussion. With a lot of vigor.
Nothing but love for you guys. Nothing but.
You already know.
Take care. Stay safe. And we'll do this again next Sunday. Love you guys.
All right.
Love everybody.
Yeah.